Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alamin. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa man tabi'ahum wa walahum bi ihsanin ila yawmiddin wa ba'd. Faqad qala Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fi al-Qur'anil Majid ba'da a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتؤمنون بالله. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: من قال هلك الناس فهو أهلكهم. صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والحمد لله رب العالمين. My most respected elders and brothers, we, the Ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after the events that unfolded on 9/11, we have faced many, many challenges, many, many setbacks, many, many problems. Since the events that unfolded on that day, up till today, we find that there's been a continuous attack on Islam, on the Muslims, and we the Ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So be it the oppression and suppression of Muslims in some parts of the world, like in China, in Kashmir, and many of the other former Soviet Union states, or be it the continuous bombardment of the Muslim lands and the plundering and the looting of the Muslims' wealth and resources, or be it the many, many agendas, the many, many ideologies that are being imposed in the world, that are being forced upon us Muslims, which are in conflict with our belief, our faith, and go directly against the fabric of our Islamic identity. And we find amidst all this chaos, this confusion, this pain, that many of us ordinary Muslims in this part of the world, the Ummah in this corner of the world, many times we are left baffled and confused. We are not sure which way to turn. We are uncertain which way, in which way we should be reacting, which way we should be responding to, which way we should be facing up to the many, many challenges and the difficulties that the Ummah are suffering. So many times we find that some people, we don't question their intentions. A person, what intention he has at time of doing something between him and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But sometimes the person's deeds, the person's action, the reaction of the person may not be the best way for a person, for a Muslim to be reacting. Sometimes these reactions of the Muslims turn out to be counterproductive. And sometimes they only serve to add to the woes and the plight of the Ummah. Our Ustad, Mufti Ibrahim Saliyyah Sahab, Hafizahullah, when we were in the final year of Madrasa, he had told us that, perhaps many of you will remember this year, the elder will remember this year, they had what we became known as the siege of Makkah in, I think it was the late 70s, towards the ending of the 70s, maybe perhaps the early 80s. And at that time there were a group of people, young Saudi men, contrary to popular belief, it was not the Shia that were involved, but young Saudi men, who were unhappy with the way that the government was now running the country, the modernization, the westernization of the country, unhappy with it. So they decided to react to this modernization and westernization of the country, of the kingdom. So the intentions, I will start mentioning, the intentions were very, very good. They were unhappy with this un-Islamic values, non-Islamic ways being brought into the country. So the intentions were good. But the way they carried out and the way they reacted to this situation, this problem, was not the correct way. So we sometimes are confused that how should we be reacting? What should we be doing? What role can I play in trying to uplift the Ummah again? So today, my dear brothers, I wish to share with you some guidelines, some tips, inshallah, something and maybe perhaps that can help us, assist us, inshallah, to navigate ourselves through these difficult times. And maybe that way we can help us to understand in what way should we be reacting, responding, and in which way should we be reacting, or what should be our reaction to all the action. How should we be reacting to all the problems the Muslims face? So the first thing, my dear brothers, we should be understanding, what we should try to do, is that we should be careful that we do not adopt an attitude of insensitivity, that we become desensitized, that we do not feel the pain of the ummah, that we become desensitized, and that we do not feel the pain of the sufferings of the believers. We in this part of the world, alhamdulillah, South Africa, compared to many, many other Muslims out there, we live in relative ease, comfort, with safety, security, as compared to many, many other people or many, many other places in the ummah. Alhamdulillah, we eat properly, we sleep properly. There's not a much of worry and danger for us. But what can happen sometimes is that this easy life that we are living, this comfortable life that we are living, causes us to become desensitized and causes us not to feel the pain of the ummah. We do not feel the pain, the suffering of the ummah. In the Hadith Sharif, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us, Al-mu'minuna ka rajulin wahidin. In ishtaka aynuhu, ishtaka kulluhu. Wa in ishtaka ra'suhu, ishtaka kulluhu. O kama qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said the entire ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So be you living in South Africa, or in Syria, or in Kashmir, or in America, or any part of the world. You may be scattered around, but in the end of the day you are like one body, one person. And like how the person's body, if one part of the body is in pain, the person has a headache, then the entire body becomes restless. The entire body feels the pain, feels uneasy and restless. If one part of the body, a person for example has an ear infection, but the fever that overcomes the person takes hold of the entire body. From head to toe, the person is now overcome with fever. So like that, my dear brothers, we should not become desensitized and not feel the pain of the ummah. In other hadith, Nabi Sallam said that لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يحب لأخيه ما يحب لنفسه. That none of you can be a true believer. You cannot count yourself part of the ummah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam until you do not love for your other Muslim brothers and sisters what you love for yourself. So how we love to be safe, secure, living comfortably, living happily, living securely and security. Likewise, you should be wishing and hoping for the rest of the ummah also to experience and to be enjoying this sort of security, comfort and ease. And if they are in pain, we should also be in pain. So our iman demands from us firstly, that when the ummah is suffering, we should not turn a blind eye to the plight of the ummah. We should not become blinded and desensitized towards what is happening to the ummah. Rather, we should feel the pain of the ummah as well. And by no means am I saying that now we say we stand in solidarity with the ummah, so I'll give up my business, I'll give up my family, I'll give up my wealth. This is never wanted of us, it is not maklub, not asked of us, not wanted of us. By all means, enjoy what Allah has provided for us. But at the time of enjoying these ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at least spare a thought at that time, or spare a dua, for the suffering ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, you have granted us this security, this safety, this ease, this wonderful food, these wonderful homes, the comfortable bed, our families are around us. You know, we haven't lost due to war, we haven't lost a father, or perhaps a wife, or a spouse, or a child. Rather, we are living in safety and security. Allah, how you have blessed us with these ni'mats. Allah, keep these ni'mats upon us forever and forever. And oh Allah, give this ni'mat also to the other parts of the ummah. So my dear brother, the first thing is that we should not fall victim to becoming desensitized towards the plight of the ummah and not feeling the pain of the ummah. The second thing, my dear brothers, is that we should always try to remain positive and set aside and leave aside the negativity. While we admit and we concede that there are many, many negative factors, there's a lot of negativity and negative issues in the ummah, but together with that, my dear brother, alhamdulillah, up to now, there is still a lot of khair, there are a lot of positive things in the ummah. Insan, we as human beings by nature, we tend to focus more on negative things than on positive things. In fact, in psychology, there's something called the negativity bias, where tests were done to see that how does a person's mind, brain react to different situations. So different people were taken, they were showing various pictures. Pictures of which normally would bring about happiness, joy, and positivity in a person's mind. So a person was shown a picture of some good food or maybe a smart and flashy car. And then a person was showing pictures of things that are negative. Negative things, like a mutilated face of a person, the picture of a dead animal. And people were shown things that generally do not stir any emotion in a person, like a picture of a plate which we eat in, or a picture of a spoon or a fork or something like that there. And this research found out that the person's mind reacts most to negative things. The reaction in the brain, the activity in the brain was noticed more when the person was shown negative things. So insan by nature is more inclined and more focused upon negative things. But my dear brothers, negativity never ever solved anything. It will never ever solve anything. It never solved anything. It will never ever solve anything. Rather, we should try to remain positive and focus upon the positives. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, if you read his life, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was a person who oozed confidence. And this confidence and positivity that he had, he rubbed it off on others. In fact, if you study the entire life, you will see many, many examples of this in the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the battle of Khandaq, which is a very, very difficult time for Sahaba, there was a level of despair among Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. They were digging the Khandaq, the trench, to protect Medina Munawwara. And at that time, they came across a very, very huge boulder, which they were unable to remove from the trench that they were building, which they were digging. So they approached Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah's Nabi, we have this problem, this huge rock is in our way, we are unable to dig through it. So Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam at that time sensed the lack of confidence and the negativity setting in Sahaba. So Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam himself goes, takes that pickaxe, and one time he strikes the rock, and one third of the rock breaks. Allah's Nabi at that time to lift the spirit of Sahaba, to focus on the positivity. He says, Allahu Akbar, I have been given the keys to the lands of the Romans. And Allah's Nabi again strikes the rock, and the second third of the rock breaks. And he says, Allahu Akbar, I have been given the keys to the lands of the Persians. And again he hits the rock a third time and makes a similar statement. And then the entire rock is broken. But the main point is here, Allah's Nabi to lift the confidence and the positivity of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. How he went about focusing on the positives and not worrying about the negatives. There was a Sahabi who would live in the outskirts of Medina Munawwara. Nabi Sazam was very, very fond of him. On one occasion, he was not the best looking person. On one occasion, he came to Medina Munawwara. He was in the marketplace trying to sell something. So Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came from behind him and grabbed him. So this person did not know who was holding him from behind. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam began to shout out that who will buy the slave from me? So the person was trying to wrestle himself out of the grip of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. When he realized that the person holding was Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, he settled down. So Allah's Nabi, if you have to sell me, then you will find me to be, the people will find me to be merchandise that is of a inferior quality. They will find me to be worthless merchandise. So Allah's Nabi, when he sensed the lack of confidence in this person, immediately he focused upon the positive and he says, oh my Sahabi, this may be your condition in your eyes, that you are worthless. But in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you carry a lot of weight. So Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam concentrated on the positive things. He tried to imbue and make Sahaba understand that we focus upon the positive things and do not worry a lot about the negative things. So my dear brothers, in the ummah today we admit there are many negatives. And by negatives I do not mean that if wrong is going on, some haram is taking our place, that we do not be concerned about it, we don't try to rectify. But what I mean is, people go on talking about this Muslim ruler and that Muslim ruler, and look how the Saudis are behaving, look how the Emiratis are behaving, and look how that person is behaving, and that person going to Jahannam, rest of it. This will not solve any problem. Rather, focus on the positives. Alhamdulillah, up to now, my dear brothers, there's a lot of khair, there's a lot of positives in Ummat. The deen of Islam is spreading in the lands of the kuffar like wildfire. The heart of America, the heart of Europe, masjids are coming up. Muslims are daily, numbers of people are entering to the fold of Islam. In our country, alhamdulillah, we have so many positives. It is no impediments in the way of us practicing upon our deen. There are masajid, there are madaris. In the last few years, my dear brothers, how many masajid and jamaat khanas, musallas have come up in our areas? Alhamdulillah, these are positive things. So we should focus on these positives and see how we can contribute towards these things and how we can build upon what has been given to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this country, if a person wants to practice deen, there's absolutely no impediment in his way. And a person wants to learn the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, practice upon the correct deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has blessed with many scholars, many righteous, pious, knowledgeable people who we can approach and ask them that I want to conduct business according to the way wanted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I want to get married. How should I be getting married according to a way that is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? subhanahu wa ta'ala. Use these positive things to empower ourselves and empower our ummah, and do not become a thorn in the side of the ummah. Do not become negative and continue spewing your negativity and trying to rub off your negative nature on the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The worst thing a person can ever do in this day and age, my dear brothers, is let alone not contributing positively to the ummah, the person now goes about spewing his negativity all around. Before we should call them the armchair critics. Now today with modernization, they are now called the keyboard warriors. The keyboard warriors. Those people who contribute on the ground, they contribute no way towards Islam and upliftment of Islam. What they do behind the safety of their device and the safety of their keyboards, what they go about is only spreading negativity amongst the ummah. Should be very, very careful about this here. If we are unable to contribute positively towards the ummah, then let us remain quiet, worry about myself, worry about my flock, and how can I empower myself and how can I help myself. So second thing, my dear brothers, let us try to not focus on the negative issues in the ummah. Rather, make dua for the negative issues, but let us try to become positive and focus upon the positive issues in the ummah. The third thing, my dear brothers, is that we have to try to realize and understand that what is the true problem and what is the true cause for the suffering of the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The first step to resolve any challenge or to solve any challenge or problem is to identify the true problem for that challenge, the true cause for that problem or that challenge. And now many different people we will find that they have different opinions about what is the cause for the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to find ourselves in the state that we currently find ourselves. People say the lack of leadership, we hear the lack of leadership, that Muslims for many years they had been stagnating, they had not been progressing from a dunya point of view, so we are not on the level of the West in regards to dunya and the rest of it. All is in its place. I'm not saying that this is right or this is wrong, but really, my dear brothers, these are not really the true cause for our problem. Rather, the true cause for our problem is taught to us by Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam himself. Allah's Nabi predicted these times in a hadith where he said that the time is going to dawn upon my ummah where all the nations of the world will come together to devour the ummah. They will come together to devour the ummah. So Sahaba asked Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will we be in that sad situation at that time because we will be very, very small in number? Allah's Nabi said, but antum kathir. O my Sahaba, at that time you will be in your billions. 2 billion people, 2 billion Muslims in the world. You will be in your billions. وَلَكِنَّكُمْ غُثَاءٌ كَغُثَاءِ سَيْلِ. But you will be reduced and you will become so worthless like the debris that the flood waters carry. The little bit of foam, the little bit of pieces of wood, broken wood, leaves that the flood waters carry, absolutely useless, worthless. Likewise will be the life of a believer. And Allah Ta'ala will remove from the hearts of your enemies any sort of fear which they've had for you in the past. And Allah will put weakness into your heart. So Habas Allah's Nabi, what is the weakness that Allah put into our hearts? Allah's Nabi gave us the cause for our problems. حُبُّ الدُّنْيَا وَكَرَاهِيَةُ الْمَوْتِ. That the ummah will, in their hearts will be full with the love for dunya. They will have fallen head over heels, madly in love with the dunya. And the person, the Muslim, will be very, very terrified and frightened of passing away. This will be the cause for the downfall of the ummah. My dear brother, let us be honest. I speak of myself first. Today we have become in love with dunya. We have to be honest about it. There is no hiding the fact that we have become in love with this dunya. The main thing at the top of our mind at every moment is how can I acquire this dunya? I'm not saying it's wrong for a person to work hard, to make money, but when this money now comes into the heart of the person, and the love of Allah Ta'ala thereby is removed from the heart of the person, and the love for death, and the love to meet Allah, and the love for akhir is removed from the heart of the person, that is when these kind of calamities will strike. So my dear brothers, we have to try to rectify this problem. And we have to see that how can we take out the love of dunya from our hearts. And the easy way to do this is to ponder and make fikr that one day we have to go. All of us sitting here, no matter how wealthy I may be, all of us will have to leave this dunya at one time. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum loved the akhirah. They had no love for dunya. They loved the akhirah. Allah Ta'ala brought the dunya to their feet. Today we love dunya. We are losing our akhirah and we are also losing our dunya. So maybe whether the cause of our problems, identifying our problem, the main reason for this problem, as told us by Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, is that our love, this love we have for this dunya. And then next point, maybe is that we should look that what are the correct solutions we can put in place to try to resolve the problems of the ummah. What are the correct solutions we have to do? We have to try to put into place. Again, many people offer different solutions to the problem. Whether it works or not, I'll leave it to the seniors to decide on that there, the marching and the protesting and the memorandums and the rest of it. But as we have seen, notice, these things have done very little to remove the suffering of the ummah. How many years the people have been calling on to the United Nations to resolve the issue of Palestine? Decades have gone and nothing has happened. Rather, the only way for us to solve our problems, my dear brothers, is to go back to the basics. Go back to the basics. Go back to the basics, I mean, again become pure servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you want to rise again, then we have to go down. If the ummah wants to rise again, then we have to bow down and submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we once again want to become the rulers of the world, then we first have to become slaves. We want to become the rulers of the world, we have to first become the true slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is where many times we find people, and I find this something very dangerous, a statement very dangerous for you to make. People make a joke of it that in the Jummah talks, the Jummah speakers, there's so many pressing issues in the Ummah. There's the issue of Palestine and Syria and this thing and that thing. Admitted, we accept that there. But they say, but the Alim or the Jummah speaker on that day goes and speaks about how to do your wudu complete, how you to perform your wudu properly. There's so many pressing issues in the Ummah, more important issues, but the alim goes and speaks about how to make wudu properly. But that person is saying this here because of his lack of understanding, his jahal, his ignorance. Because a person, for example, is not making wudu properly, then his salah will never be accepted. And if his salah is never accepted, then all the problems, the issues that you are talking of, will never be resolved. If we are not performing salah properly, then we can forget that Palestine will become ours again. If we are not discharging our zakat properly, then we can forget that the issue of Syria is ever resolved. So my dear brothers, the issue, the true resolve and resolution and solution to our problems is once again we have to turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we are true in our claim that we love the ummah, and we are true in our claim that we want to see the ummah come out of its difficulty, then, my dear brothers, we have to make a positive change for the better and turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the last thing, very quickly, my dear brothers, is that we have to be very, very careful that we do not live under a false impression or a false understanding of immunity from disaster. Immunity from disaster. We should never ever think that is happening to them in Syria, in Kashmir, in Burma, in other parts of the world. I'm in South Africa, I am safe, nothing will happen to me. This is a very, very big mistake that we will make. I'm sure when the war broke out in Afghanistan, the people of Iraq never expected that it will happen to them. And when the war broke out in Iraq, I'm sure the people of Syria never expected it will happen to them. And when war broke out in Syria, I'm sure the people of Kashmir and other parts of India never expected that things would happen to them. Today we are safe and secure, my dear brothers. Only Allah knows what tomorrow holds. So do not live under a false impression or a false understanding that we are immune to disaster. It cannot happen to us. Allah Ta'ala warned the kuffar of Makkah in the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, أَفَلَا يَرَوْنَ أَنَّا نَأْتِ الْأَرْضَ نُنْقُصُهَا مِنْ أَطْرَافِهَا. O people of Makkah, Allah has made for you haraman aminan. You're living in safety, security around the Kaaba of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're all kuffar, disbelievers. But you're living in safety and security. You think everything is fine, everything is rosy, hunky-dory. I am safe and sound from disaster. Allah said, you do not see. Take a lesson from those around you. Other lands of the kuffar, which were ruled by the kuffar, the time came when they were driven out and removed from their lands. Likewise, the time can come to you, O people of Makkah, where you can also be driven out. And you can also be removed from your haram and aminan, the safe sanctuary of Makkah Mukarramah. So today we live in ease, comfort in our country, my dear brothers, but do not be hoodwinked. And do not be duped in thinking that we are safe and sound, it cannot happen to us. Rather, be focused and try to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so that we can also be safe from these disasters. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding.